Energy and Environment Committee for February 19th, 2008, and open up a public hearing on SJM 14. Beth, if you can give us a brief overview.
SJM 14 urges Congress to support title transfer of the Tualatin Project and urges the Oregon Congressional Delegation to advocate for title transfer and to obtain federal funding to advance the project. There's no fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Okay. And we have a couple of people, thank you, Beth, that would like to come up. And I think I'll just invite them up together. Mark Jockers from Clean Water Services and Todd Eichhorton from Tualatin Valley Water District. And colleagues, you're going to hear a little bit about the area of the state that I used to be the watershed coordinator for the Tualatin River Basin. And this is an issue that I worked on several years ago, so I thought it'd be interesting to have a little bit of background for other committee members that aren't up to speed on this issue. Mark, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Representative Dinkelder. My name is Mark Jockers, and I'm with Clean Water Services. I'm here today on behalf of Clean Water Services and on behalf of the Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners to support SJM 14, the Tualatin Project Title Transfer. The Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners is a collaborative effort of Washington County water resource agencies working together to meet and balance the long-term water needs of agriculture, in-stream flow, and businesses, growing population issues in the Tualatin Basin, which is urban Washington County and rural Washington County. Clean Water Services is the lead agency for this project, providing project management and public involvement support. The Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners include the Tualatin Valley Water District, who Todd Heidrichen is here with today, City of Hillsborough, City of Forest Grove, City of Beaverton, City of Tigard, City of Tualatin, Tualatin Valley Irrigation District, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and Washington County. Clean Water Services is a county special service district providing water resource management for about 500,000 customers in urban Washington County. We provide wastewater and stormwater services. We also own about 25% of all the stored water in the basin and maintain flows in the Tualatin River in the summer for water quality improvements. The water that we have stored is behind something called the Tualatin Project, which is a U.S. Bureau of Reclamation reservoir facility constructed in 1976 on Scoggins Creek to provide agricultural irrigation water, drinking water, and to restore flows in the Tualatin River in the summer. The Tualatin Project includes Scoggins Dam, Hague Lake, two pumping facilities, and nearly 100 miles of irrigation pipeline. Clean Water Services, Washington County, the Irrigation District, and the cities of Beaverton, Hillsborough, Forest Grove, and Lake Oswego Corporation are repayment contractors for this facility when it was constructed in 1978. In 2005, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Commissioner John Keyes encouraged Clean Water Services and the other partners to consider Reclamation's title transfer program. Established in 1995, the federal program encourages the government to transfer title of facilities that could be more effectively or efficiently managed by non-federal entities. In May 2008, Clean Water Services, Washington County, the other partners and various boards, commissions, and councils all adopted resolutions in support of exploring title transfer of the Tualatin Project from federal ownership to local ownership. This project has earned broad support from cities, water districts, the agricultural community, business groups, environmental interests, and others. I handed out to you earlier a sheet that lists the various supporters of this project, which we'll see that on there. Senator Wyden's and Senator Smith, together with Congressman Wu, secured nearly $400,000 in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2008 to fund the Bureau of Reclamation's share of the Tualatin Project facilities assessment and environmental review. The Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners have provided local matching funds for this effort and are working closely with the federal government to conduct the study in 2008. The facilities assessment and environmental review need to occur before any sort of title transfer happens. Hague Lake is a major water supply source for Washington County, providing safe, secure, and reliable water for businesses, homes, farms, maintaining flow in the river. Tidal transfer will improve our ability to manage this resource by reducing decision-making complexity, improving flexibility, and allowing for the more efficient management of water resources in the basin. For example, in 2001, we had a drought, and we needed, the reservoir capacity was down, reduced water for ag, for in-stream flow, for drinking water. We needed to figure out a way to wheel more water into Washington County. It took nearly 3 months of federal and local coordination to do what, if it was a locally owned project, probably would have taken a week. So local ownership certainly would have provided a benefit at that time. Tidal transfer would also allow the federal government to divest itself of responsibility for the ongoing operations, maintenance, replacement, management, and liability for the project. Local water resource agencies currently own and operate Barney Reservoir and the upper portions of the Trask River, which provide drinking water and also river flow augmentation water. Coordination of dam operations between these two facilities will also benefit our community. While the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is very supportive of this effort, Hague Lake is relatively low on the list of federal priorities. But for Oregon, the careful coordinated management of this resource and its associated facilities is critical to the region's long-term economic and environmental health. On behalf of Clean Water Services, Washington County, the Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners, we're asking the Oregon State Legislature to join the chorus of congressional representatives, municipalities, businesses, agricultural interests, and environmental groups in supporting this effort. Local control of key water resources in Oregon will help us control our destiny and sustain our economy, our environment, and our community. Also, I'd like to enter into the record today a letter of support on behalf of the Tualatin Basin Water Supply Partners from Tom Bryan, the chair of the Washington County Commission, and also the chair of Clean Water Services Board, as well as a letter of support from Tom Wolf, the chair of the Oregon chapter of Trout Unlimited, and then also the other sheet that lists other supporters. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Let me go ahead first and we'll take questions.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Dingfelder. And members of the commission or committee. My name is Todd Heikerken with the Tualatin Valley Water District. Tualatin Valley Water District provides municipal water supply to over approximately 200,000 people in the eastern urbanized portion of Washington County. That also includes portions of the cities of Beaverton, Hillsborough, and Tigard. On behalf of TVWD, I'm here to encourage your support for SJM 14 regarding the Tualatin Project title transfer efforts. In addition to my testimony that I'm just offering verbally, I'm also providing a letter from our general manager, Greg DiLoretto, outlining our involvement with this project. As Mr. Jockers has already pointed out, Hague Lake is currently a major water source for Washington County and serves as a very reliable water source for a myriad of different uses, whether it's agricultural, in-stream flows, or municipal needs. I want to talk a little bit about the future. In the future, the Tualatin Project will have even a greater role in serving the needs of our communities. And the transfer of the title of the Tualatin Project will further benefit that effort. Let me give you an example. The Tualatin Valley Water District Board of Commissioners has committed to expanding the Tualatin Basin, their Tualatin Basin supply in order to meet our needs for the next 50 years. In coming to this conclusion, the Board of Commissioners, which are elected individuals such as yourself, realized that or recognized that this was an opportunity to create a partnership that provides more of a coordinated approach to water management to benefit those different uses that I mentioned, the in-stream, the agricultural, and the municipal needs. And the title transfer process will help this approach become a reality. I think one of the things that Mr. Jockers mentioned is the fact that water management in Washington County actually works as a result of the formation of strong local partnerships. We have a real strong history here. So examples include the Joint Water Commission, which is actually the largest drinking water treatment facility in the state of Oregon, of which Tualatin Valley Water District is a partner. In addition, we are one of five entities that also have developed a partnership to manage and operate the Barney Reservoir, which is located in the Trask River watershed. Similar to Hague Lake, the Barney Reservoir project is managed in a way to meet a variety of different needs and uses. The Tualatin Project title transfer effort is a logical next step in strengthening the ability of local water managers to meet the current and future needs of our communities. In closing, I just want to stress 2 points. One is that the Tualatin project will be a significant component in meeting our future water needs within Washington County, and that the title transfer will help make this a reality. And then the second is that water managers in Washington County have the experience to make this title transfer project work. With that, I want to thank you for your attention and encourage your support for SJM 14. Thank you.
Okay, any questions for the panel? I have several, but I think I'll let other folks ask their questions first. Okay. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this facilities assessment environmental review done? Your testimony says that's got to be done before the transfer can even occur. Is that concluded?
No, it's not. The funding that we secured in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2008 just occurred 8 weeks ago. We're in the process of going through the facilities assessment. We'll do that in 2008. Pending the outcome of that, we will make a determination, both from Bureau of Reclamation's perspective and from the future local owner's perspective, is this something that we want to do? At this point, everything is pointing toward, yes, we want this title transfer to occur. What we're trying to do here with you concurrently is work with our federal delegation to get the legislation put in place to do the actual title transfer, and I think that the Oregon State Legislature's support of that effort while we talk with our delegation will be critical to its success.
You need congressional legislation to do the title transfer? That can't be done administratively?
No, it requires congressional legislation.
Thank you. What about the funding? I mean, if you're, you know, what does it cost to operate these things? And is this something the feds have been picking up and now you're going to do that? And where are you going to get that kind of money to do that?
Representative Dingfelder, Representative Burley. The most significant funding issue that we have right now following the facilities assessment is the actual transfer cost. And the transfer cost is based on future funds to the federal government. So what they do is they roll back all the existing outlying debt to the federal government for the construction of the facility itself and roll it back to present worth. Right now, the valuation of this project is somewhere between $6.8 and $13.3 million. So as a collective group, that's something that we feel that we can afford to take on. And that'll be subject to negotiation as we actually do the title transfer. And this is an important step to a bigger project that we're working on, which is looking at expanding this facility itself.
There has to be more expense than just the title transfer. I mean, once you own this property, there's going to be maintenance and operational expenses associated with that.
Absolutely, and there's liability-related issues, too.
So where does your revenue come from to be able to afford those operational costs?
The partners on this project that would take ownership would be the local water resource, water utilities, M&I folks, as well as the wastewater utility. Currently, the facility is operated under contract by the from the federal government by the Tualatin Valley Irrigation District. Operations would continue to likely stay in their hands. The recreational facilities are all operated and maintained by Washington County Parks. So there's a lot of elements of this federal project that are already being managed. What we need to do is look at the capacity and capability we have on a local level to manage this. And we feel we have that. We currently do it on the Barney Reservoir. We're doing a lot of it by contract on this facility right now.
Thank you for those questions. Other questions? I had a couple of follow-up somewhat to Representative Burley because I made myself a note about the debt service. So this was constructed in 1978. Your REC's been paying off the construction costs since then, and then you're saying that we would, or the you know, Washington County constituents basically would pay off the remaining debt service. Is that how that would work?
Actually, what happens is there was a federal split and a local split on this. There were seven repayment contractors that entered into a repayment contract with the federal government in 1976, including Clean Water Services and the various cities I mentioned before. In the case of Clean Water Services and the city of Hillsboro, we actually made our final payment on this, I think, probably 2 years ago. Fallon Valley Irrigation District is on a 50-year repayment schedule. What would happen with title transfer is all those things, just like you pay off your mortgage, all those things would be due now.
And then you mentioned about Hag Lake, and I know we talked about this over 10 years ago when we did the Integrated Water Resource Management Plan for the Tualatin Basin. So would be an additional cost. So that would have to be then factored into the debt service, because you're talking about yet another study, correct? Just for clarification, the study that you're talking about now that needs to be done before the title transfer, would that include also the raising of Hag Lake, or would you be looking at another separate analysis? And then would it be a NEPA analysis or not, because that federal nexus is then taken away?
Representative Digfelder, a very good question. We have two concurrent major projects going on here. One is the Tualatin Basin Water Supply Project. We are 6 years into that. We anticipate the draft environmental impact statement will be out this summer. And that will examine the option of raising this facility. 2 years ago, when we met with Bureau of Reclamation, because of all the work we've been doing on that, they said, you know, you really got to look at title transfer. You have the capacity. You're able to do this. You ought to look at it. We've met with Bureau of Reclamation. There isn't a full EIS, but we need to do an environmental review as part of title transfer. Those two things are moving on parallel tracks, because even if we don't take title, we still want to look at our ability to increase the size of this facility. Now, at some point, if we choose to take title, those pieces will probably intersect.
And then final question is, you may want to explain for the committee why you're looking at raising, why you're looking at raising the dam and what that additional capacity would be used for.
Absolutely. I think Mr. Heideken alluded to it earlier, too. These water resource managers got together, irrigation, M&I, as well as environmental application, and looked at what our water needs. As Representative Dingfelder said, an integrated water resource management strategy. What are our water needs in 50 years? Water supply demands, obviously, you need to look at long horizons. What was determined is that the Portland metropolitan region will need another new major source of water within the next 20 years, and Washington County's water demands will double in the next 50 years, with some communities in Washington County getting pretty tight within the next probably 7 to 8 years. So what we looked at was 50,000 acre feet of additional water, and we examined a number of different alternatives. The alternatives we're looking at right now both involve Hag Lake. 70% of that additional water is for municipal and industrial drinking water, businesses, economic development. 30% of the water is environmental application, stream flow restoration, maintenance of base flows in the river itself. The additional water also provides an increased reliability of fill and sustainability for Washington County agriculture, which is, Washington County is the third largest agricultural producing county in the state. So they're very engaged in this issue also.
And this is actually my final question that just popped into my mind there. Have you been modeling? In the Tualatin Basin, you don't have much snowpack. I mean, on occasion you have from the coastal range, but have you factored in the modeling, looking at climate change options and how that's going to affect the fill? Refill of Hag Lake.
Chair Dingfelder, yes, we have. We do have a climate change model that is being finaled right now. That's very critical, particularly when you're looking at these longer horizons of 50 years. And typically, on the back of the envelope, it's kind of the wetter winter, drier summer scenario. And that's very critical to look at reliability of fill of this new facility.
Any other questions? I seem to have used up all the time. Okay. If there's no more questions, then I will close the public hearing. Is there anyone else actually who'd like to come up and testify on this? Okay. close the public hearing on SGM 14, and we'll open up a work session on SGM 14.
Madam Chair, are you accepting motion?
I will accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Joint Memorial 14 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Reed moves SGM 14 to the floor.
Yeah.
For the due pass recommendation, is there any discussion? Is there a joke?
I'm trying to sign out a vote, Madam Chair.
That's a tough one. I will say that having worked in this basin for many years, I think the Tualatin should be and can be a model for many other basins in the state, because I think maybe besides the Deschutes, there aren't many basins in the state that really has done an integrated water resource management approach of working with agriculture, timber interests, fisheries, irrigation, and solve their problems. Let me finish.
Oh, now I know how I'm voting on this.
Republicans are considering locking up on this bill.
But this truly is a consensus project, and I do commend the different parties for getting together. This was really self-inflicted. I mean, nobody said, you need to get together and work on this. Parties came together voluntarily, so I do commend all the different groups that have worked together to address the future needs, the current and future needs of the basin. So, that, any other comments?
Madam Chair, just a quick question, perhaps you can answer this. What influence have the tribes had on this process?
Do you want to come up, Mark, and talk about that? The Grand Ron are actually a recognized tribe for the Tualatin Basin.
You know, Representative Dingfelder, I'm quickly getting out over my skis on that answer. I know that we are starting to coordinate with tribes right now, but I have to get my project manager in here to tell you exactly the details of my coordination.
Is they're not part of the list here?
Right, they are not. They've not. We've been working on this project for 7 years and have not been an active part of this.
Did you have a comment?
Just a quick question. Just out of curiosity, if you raise the level of the dam and add, what'd you say, an additional, what'd you say, 50,000
yes.
acre feet?
Yes, sir.
Who allocates that? Who makes those decisions?
Representative Burley, current allocations were driven by Congress. So the existing 54,000 acre feet is already allocated. So that's kind of pool one, so to speak. Pool two will be allocated based on the investors. So, for instance, Clean Water Services has about a 23% investment in the new project, where Tualatin Valley Water District has closer to a 44% investment. So they would get 44% of that additional water.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, there's a motion on the table, so I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Representative Schneider?
Aye.
Representative
Farrar? Aye. Representative Reed?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Burley?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cannon?
Aye.
Chair Dingfelder?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, and SGM 14 is adopted. And Representative Reed, would you like to carry this since you represent Washington County?
I'd be pleased to. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. With that, I will adjourn. House Energy, actually, I will close the work session on SGM 14, adjourn the House Committee on Energy and Environment, and we have another informational session tomorrow at